We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. We're uninterrupted. It is commercial-free. Great time to get into 215-592-9494. You can text that same number, 215-592-9494. The text line comes up at about 5:45 today. Twitter, at Marks Reese WIP. The injury report for today, Ike, really is who practiced and who didn't. It's a Wednesday. Game is tomorrow.
What practice did they have today?
Yeah, walkthrough, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Didn't they leave the day?
Yeah, I guess they did.
No, they're here. I mean, the game's here.
Oh, damn, that's right. I keep forgetting. You got me thinking they're going up the turnpike.
I know. That's on me. It's all on me.
So
it's right, they're here.
The big note of who practiced, even though it was a walkthrough, DeSean Jackson and Lane Johnson. So they're both on track and should be considered ready to go for tomorrow night. You just hope that both can stay in the game. Lane with his ankle. We've seen him kind of in and out, in and out.
Well, how about this?
Yeah.
If DeSean is going to play tomorrow, are we using him or is he still on a snap count?
You can kind of see why maybe they wanted him on a snap count after the injury. But, yeah, I mean, I think you go out there and you try to get him involved early too, right? Like, he's a weapon, man. You haven't gotten any use of him this year. Go out and try to make some plays.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Let me know when there's been a receiver been on a snap count. Running back, I kind of understand.
Because they're taking punishment.
Yeah. A receiver, first of all, he's not the type of receiver that's going to play every snap anyway.
Right.
Because he doesn't block as well in the run game. So there are some areas he won't be on the field. He's not a great red zone threat. So we know he's not going to be on the field for every snap. That's already known.
Right.
You mean to tell me you're going to take him out of the game at other points during a drive and purposely, intentionally not have him being one of your wide receivers? Really?
So what would you say, like 70% of the snaps are – is that like a good number for a wide receiver?
Yes. Well, it depends on the wide receiver.
Right, like for DeSean, what would you say that would be good for him? Because you're right, short yardage, things like that.
That's the only time he's not in the game.
Okay.
Short yardage and red zone. I don't even know if I'd take him out in the red zone.
Because he's got great hands. Why would you want to take him out?
But I can see why he has never been a big red zone guy. But even then, it would depend on where I'm at in the red zone. In other words, if I'm at the 19-yard line, that's more than enough room for DeSean Jackson to get open. Like, we saw him get open in the Cincinnati game in the red zone, and Carson didn't throw it to him.
Well, especially without Ertz
and Goddard out there. That's what I'm saying. Now you don't have that. Like, the first 2 weeks, when you had everybody healthy, you had all your young wide receivers, both tight ends. Okay, even though I didn't like it, okay, I can understand you. Okay, you want to make sure you get the young guys out there. So maybe DeSean is only playing 50% of the snaps.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that excuse right now. You need as many weapons as you can get. And by the way, I'm worried about the run game tomorrow. Having Jackson on the field alerts those safeties that they had better back their butts up, else he's going to run by you. You know why that's beneficial? Now you don't have an extra guy in the box. Now there's only a 6-man box to run against or a 7-man box to run against. When you don't have the threat of the deep ball, it's like playing offense in a phone booth. So I want Jackson out there, even if he's not featured, because he's the guy they're gonna respect.
Yep.
Hightower gets behind the defense by surprise.
Yeah, last week he did, that's for sure.
Well, Marcus Peters been on a little bit of a double move, a little stutter move there, and blew a coverage because he gambles like I said he would. He gambles all the time. His eyes were in the backfield thinking that hit on 3rd and 22. Why are you playing a slant route? That's Marcus Peters, right? That's what he does because he's greedy. He wants an interception and almost gave up a touchdown. With DeSean, you see him out there, you're automatically backed up.
Sure.
Because he's earned that respect already.
Yeah, the safety's taking a couple steps backwards because they know, and they're pointing to the corner like, all right.
You know where Jackson is at.
Yep. No, it's a great point. It really is.
So I'm not saying he needs 15 targets tomorrow night. I'm saying every time he's not out there on the field, you're helping the defense.
Yeah, he
out.
Needs to be on the field more than anything.
As a threat, at least.
Let's hope he can stay
healthy. Now obviously he has to be able to stay out there. That's the number
one. I don't
one
think
thing.
15 targets can be a problem. I'm hoping for 5.
Yeah, I mean, like, and I you're absolutely right about it, but it's like just as a fan watching, it's like, man, I don't feel great about him staying healthy. I don't think anybody does, right? So unfortunately, Doug, like you can see what they were doing at the beginning of the year. As silly as it is to not put him out there, they're worried about him holding up. Right, so they're saying, like, all right, we're going to win this game, ease him into it. Meanwhile, they didn't win the game, and he ends up getting hurt anyway.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, he's hurt.
All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a second. Today is Kim Kardashian's birthday. So that is the celebrity that's famous.
Kim K!
Yes.
40.
Is she 40? It's a good 40.
Damn, Kim K is 40?
Yeah. All right. And she's famous for what reason, Jack?
Something.
Keeping
up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, but I think what put her on the map was a movie that was out there. I
hadn't seen that movie.
Well, yeah, I don't know what Jack's talking about either. But but it kind of, I mean, it at least people knew who she was at that point. From there, I mean, she's just, I mean, they've done so much with the Kardashians and the Jenners and the TV shows and the businesses. It's unbelievable.
Listen, we've been watching the Kardashians long enough for Kim K to become like the third or fourth best looking Kardashian.
Yeah, seriously. It's been a long time. Jack, are you a big Kardashian? Do you keep up with the Kardashians?
I used to watch it like back in the day.
You know, I've never watched it.
You're not missing anything. It was pretty awful.
Yeah.
Yes, it's always been awful, Jack.
I know.
Yeah, it's always been awful.
I can't believe people watch it every week.
Well, young girls watch it.
Yes.
Listen, say what you want to say. Kris Jenner. Kardashian, whatever she wants to call herself, was smart. She knew how to market her daughters. And they have become, I would imagine as a family, probably close to, what, a half a billion dollars collectively?
They're billionaires, yeah.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Without having any real talent other than being beautiful.
It's unbelievable. But you're right, they were smart.
Yeah, she marketed them. She was a momager, right? That's what she did.
Mm-hmm. Momager, I love it.
Yeah, that's what she did.
So put it up there, Jack. Famous people that are famous for dumb reasons. At Mark Cerise, WIP. And also 215-592-9494. Yeah, if you have one. Jack, do you have one off the top of your head? I was just trying to think of I don't know if they're still famous, but you get people that come along that you know of them. That, like, for instance, Jeff Galooly. I know who Jeff Galooly is because he smashed Nancy Kerrigan's leg.
Yes.
It was Tanya Harding's boyfriend.
That's more infamous, though, right?
Yes, probably. Yeah. More infamous.
Now, Kim is famous.
Yes.
Like, you can almost go, I'm trying to think of some of these reality people.
Almost any reality.
All of them. Well, you can't say Flavor Flav.
No, because he was famous before.
Yes. But.
And Brett Michaels from Rock of Love.
He was famous before, but...
Was he? I will admit, I didn't necessarily know him until Rock and Love.
No, but like, it's a great point, because like The Voice or some of these other ones. I mean, I didn't know who Blake Shelton was before The Voice. I didn't know who these people were.
That's disrespectful to Blake.
Oh, you got a little bit of a Blake Shelton look to you.
That's
you
what do. Everyone says. Yeah. Everyone says I look kind of like Blake Shelton.
But that's
compliment. Better than compared to Nate Jerry.
Yeah, well, Nate Gary stinks. Blake Shelton's the GOAT, so.
That's a compliment.
No, it is. It's a good one.
But you know what I mean? But you're right. Like, you take an existing star like Blake Shelton, and now, like, my mom knows who he is to where she would have never known who Blake Shelton was because the TV show's on there.
Right.
Same with Flavor of Love. I love Public Enemy, so Flavor Flav was always a big star to me, but now everybody
crossed
knows
over,
Flavor.
Yeah, yeah. Crossed over.
Mm.
Flavor Flav.
215-592-9494.
The only one that comes to mind for me is the Dirty 30.
Oh, that's a great answer. You
Dirty
kept it local. 30. Yeah, Kenny.
I mean, think about
Kenny
it.
From the Dirty 30. No one knows who he is if they don't boo McNabb.
Oh, he's responsible for that.
One of them, sure.
He'll take responsibility.
I mean, they're famous for going up and booing the number two pick in the draft.
Yes. Outside of Santa Claus, that would be the probably number and batteries. Maybe no. You know what? I think that trumps batteries.
I think it does too. Yeah, I think it does. does.
215-592-9494.
Doesn't hurt as much as getting hit with one of those batteries, but
it does not. It does not. Donovan would rather been hit by a battery,
yes,
or booed.
He may not know it, but yeah, he would have been rather hit by, that's only temporary.
Yeah, until it goes in your head.
Well,
come out.
I mean, yeah, long as it don't get hit.
Well, you had a helmet on, so it wouldn't hurt that bad. Yeah. All right, to the phones. Are the Eagles a bad team? Yes or no? Let's go to Bill in Boyertown. Bill.
Hey, Lance, up?
Hey, buddy.
Long time listener. I love you guys. Ike, you and Johnny Marks are great.
Thank you, Bill.
I appreciate that, Bill.
Nice to say.
All right, man. You got me laughing all the way off work. You know, here's my logic on this thing. I mean, let's face it. And don't be jumping on me now. I'm gonna start with Carson. Okay, when he started in this league, when they used to tackle him, I thought he had vices for hands. He never dropped that ball. Never. Now you got him coming in there to barely hit him sometimes, and that ball's flying loose. Okay, I mean, he's missing guys wide open, and you know, and I understand, you know, the Eagles are hurt right now and everything like that. But they got receivers that are running bad routes, receivers dropping balls. I mean, good teams, they don't drop those balls. You know, those quarterbacks hold on to that ball. Quarterbacks are making good passes. I mean, that's my logic here. You know, the defensive linemen are giving them protection. The offensive linemen are opening up holes for the running backs. I'm, you know, kind of like, they're like mediocre right now. I don't think they're a good or a bad team.
The offensive line is opening up holes for the running backs?
No. I'm saying a good offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
And blocks the – and gives the quarterback good protection. I mean, you know, and I understand they're hurt right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't think they're a good team because of these things, you know.
Yeah. But, see, here's the thing. Is you can't use injuries – you know, Miles Sanders gets banged up every year. If you have a – appreciate the call, Bill. Miles Sanders has been banged up, I think, both years here.
Yep.
If you have quality backups, is your running game in that much of a shambles?
Mm.
So when we use injuries, we can't necessarily use injuries as an excuse as to why they're a bad team as a whole, because we saw them win a Super Bowl with way worse injuries than the ones they've had through the first 6 weeks. We saw them win a Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. So I can't allow for injuries to just be the escape route for why this team is this way. Now, here's the thing that I'll say about this, and the reason why I'm okay with it, because my expectations were never high for the team, but at the same time, the reasons why they weren't necessarily high wasn't because I think every player on the team is a bad player. No, it's because you're coming in with questionable players. You're coming in with guys that we're hoping are going to hit their potential. Andre Dillard at left tackle. Can Jason Peters get through 16 games? Can Miles Sanders be a bell cow back?
Yep.
Right? Is Jalen Reagor going to be the first round player that actually produces as opposed to not produce? Can Deshaun stay healthy for 16 games? Like, these were all the things we were – can Carson Wentz carry what he did in the last month of the season for 16 games?
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are all the things that were contingent upon this team being a good team. But it was also a reason why a lot of people didn't have high hopes, because these are all the things you needed to go well. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Is he going to break out this year? Sidney Jones, is he going to win the other starting position? If not, can you have a 5'8 corner out there playing opposite Darius Slay? Look at these linebackers. How are we going to get through 16 weeks with these linebackers? Can the D-line dominate? Right? Like, these are all – like, these were all question marks.
And for the most part, all of them were
– they bared itself out.
Yep. And in 2017, the same question marks that you had, it seemed like all of them were ding, 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 ding. Ended up working out, right?
Well, you at least had backup plans in place.
Yeah, you did. But like, 1 year contract, Alshon Jeffrey, that worked out well.
Yep.
LeGarrette Blount, that worked out well.
Patrick
Robinson worked out. Like, we didn't even know who he was. He came here. He was great, right? Like, the veterans that they signed, for the most part, how he hit. He trades for Jay Ajayi. He's a huge part of what they're doing.
Yep.
Right, Torrey Smith. You know, it wasn't necessarily quote-unquote great.
Oh, but he served his purpose.
Yeah, he was very
sure.
good.
Yes.
So, it was unbelievable. And now this year, it's in the same situation. Instead of everything going the right way, like it did in 2017, everything's went the exact opposite way.
Yeah.
Everything.
And believe me, there is a difference, at least for me. There is a difference between being a perennial bad team with no hope for the future. You don't believe in the coach. You haven't gotten your quarterback yet. So when John says, we have our quarterback, and this is why this team, I don't see this team as being bad versus another team. I get that. That's more of looking forward, right?
They're not. You don't think they're a perennial bad team. No, you believe they're a bad team right now.
No, I just look at them right now, and I'm like, dude, like, some of this stuff is there's a ceiling for the talent that's on this team, and then there is, well, you beat yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like you beat yourselves, and that's what bad teams do.
They find a way to lose instead of a way to win. Yeah, well, the coach has been finding a way to lose the last 2 weeks. Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP, HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios, famous for stupid reasons. Silvio gives me honey boo boo.
Oh man! Oh, now we're going down the real road. Yeah. Oh yeah, honey boo boo.
The Cash Me Outside girl, remember her?
Oh yeah. I don't know her real name. Yeah.
Cash Me Outside Danielle? Girl?
Yeah, you remember her? Cash Me Outside? Yeah.
What was that? Was that on Honey Boo Boo?
It was on Dr. Phil.
It was on Dr. Phil. That's where it was, yeah.
Like, it's like if some 12-year-old girl that was...
Somewhere around her, 12, 13, 14.
Like, Cash Me Outside, what? How about that?
Yes.
Oh,
you don't
really
remember that?
No.
Oh, it was the
you
worst.
Would if you heard. If you heard it,
pull up, Jack. I'm sure it's not hard to find. So something on Dr. Phil. How about this one?
She actually wound up... She got paid behind that.
Yeah, she's kind of she makes decent. She's a rapper now.
Yes,
is that right?
Yeah.
No, but like if right. you're smart or you're with somebody or you have somebody in your life that is smart, you can they can take that and turn it into something.
Listen, we've seen people get rich and famous off of like things you would be mad at yourself for not coming up with the idea.
No doubt about it.
What was the guy who came to our pregame show that was almost famous for nothing? The little guy.
Oh, Bagel Boss.
Bagel Boss.
That's a guy that's famous for stupid reasons, for starting to fight the
I've never seen Glenn to turn so quick on someone.
Bagel Boss hasn't been in the news recently.
It's over with.
Yeah, he did a nice little run there, Bagel Boss, but no.
It's a great one. It's also Judge Judy's birthday today. She's 78.
Oh, shout out to Judge Judy, the queen.
She's famous for stupid reason. She's a TV judge.
Huh?
And she's mean.
Oh.
I don't like her. I watch the show, but there's only so much I can take because she's rude and she doesn't do her due diligence in the cases. She's just interested in being mean to the people.
She's making it all about her?
Listen, yeah, I mean, like listen, this is a real court, listen, I thought.
Do not disrespect Judge Judy.
You're just mad because you thought she was following you and it's a fake account.
It's all right, but here's the thing, though. I'm still on her.
Yeah?
It's not a fake account. What do you mean? It's just that she doesn't run the account.
But it is her check mark?
It doesn't need a check mark. It's the Judge Judy account.
You can just tell?
Yes.
You're on that kind of level?
Yes.
All right. Gavin is somebody who's famous for a dumb reason and some Eagle stuff. What's up, Gavin?
Somebody that's famous for a dumb reason, I was going to say Paris Hilton.
That's a great one. That's another movie-related.
Well, actually, her and Kim Kardashian used to be buddies.
Say Paris Hilton and Lionel Richie's daughter, who's also with her. I'm trying to think what their show is.
Yes,
called,
Nicole and Richie. Yeah.
What was the name of that show?
Paris and Nicole.
Is that it?
I completely forget.
I used to watch that. I used to watch it every Sunday night. Don't ask me why. It was back in like 04, 05.
Sex in the City, and then afterwards you'd watch that, right?
Yeah, actually, it was all Sunday night.
That was
a whole lineup, man.
After you get done on the football field, that's your Sunday night lineup.
Was that a summer lineup? I don't think that was during the season.
I don't know.
Yeah, it couldn't have been during the season.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't have been tuned in.
No, it had to be a spring or summer lineup.
Gavin, what do you have on the Eagles, buddy?
So, I mean, here's the deal, right? I would not say the Eagles are a terrible team. They're not. They're definitely not a bad team. They have good talent, but I think it's been a mix of injuries, definitely, number one. And I think number two, definitely poor execution at key times. If you look back to, obviously, the Washington game, which is an example that a lot of people use, obviously being up 17-0 and then just kind of falling apart after that first interception. I would say, though, to be honest, like, they're not a terrible team. They just got to learn how to execute and be able to mature the guys to make better decisions on the field. But I would say, though, they've done a great job finding some of these practice squad guys. You know, Travis Fulcombe especially, probably the prime example of that, coming off of really being almost a no-name coming off Green Bay. And then, you know, the Eagles picking him up and turning him into this receiver who's going 10 receptions for $150 against a Steelers defense that has been top five, top three all season. You know, but I feel like what they need to do is they need to figure out their guys, try to get their receivers healthy, which I think that should definitely be their number one, you know, aspect looking into their next draft. You know, getting a more permanent wide receiver. I mean, Jalen Reagor, though, is definitely a great wide receiver. I just think he needs somebody else besides.
He's got potential.
He's a great wide receiver.
He's got potential.
For greatness?
Well, I mean, he's got potential. Okay. Potential to be a weapon. I'm not saying greatness.
Okay, just say yeah. Just clarify then and say no. We throw the word great around here like it's like catching 60 balls in a year is great. When's the last time the Eagles had a great wide receiver? T.O.? Greatness? What the hell are we talking about?
Was Deshaun a
– Hell no!
He was not.
Neither was Macklin.
First of all, you wouldn't have to ask if he was great when we're talking around greatness. Greatness is Hall of Fame worthy.
Okay, well, no,
I
he's
mean,
not.
Mike, what are we talking about?
They've only really had one great receiver in franchise history.
No.
Mike Quick?
No, they've had two. Stop it with the nonsense. I don't even feel like – because I don't even find that funny with Harold Carmichael. That's personal now.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, no,
Harold Carmichael, that's personal now.
Mike Quick. How many Pro Bowls was Mike Quick?
Five straight.
See, that's a great player.
Yes.
Five straight Pro Bowls. Mike
Quick.
Well,
would have been, yes, for sure. Would have been if it cut by injuries. He was on a Hall of Fame track.
No doubt.
Mike Quick. But hold on. Jalen Reagor, great. Come on, man. He caught one deep ball.
I think he's got,
looks great.
I think he's got good potential. The thing I worry a lot about is he's already had two significant injuries since contact started, right? Like in training camp.
What's the kid doing up in Minnesota? He's
the highest rated.
I'm just asking. Is it Hall of Fame worthy?
I mean, I'm not going to put him as a Hall of Famer yet, but he's the top ranked wide receiver in football.
I'm just asking you what you see, your opinion, because if you're going to put greatness anywhere near Jalen Reagor, then what are these guys doing that are actually playing? Are they all great too? Reagor hasn't done any of these.
No, I think Justin Jefferson's been great this year. I do.
Is he great? Like, let's stop it with generational talent and great players just because they play in Philadelphia. Come on, man. Let's get Jalen Reagor on the field for more than two games in a row and have him produce. He hasn't even done what Travis Fulcombe has done yet.
No, he hasn't. No, honestly, I don't know if he's going to, Jalen Reagor.
I mean, we hope he is, but I'm just saying, we throw this out here like, Jalen Rager's great. What? You saw him play for a game and a half.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to JD in Bricktown. JD, how are you?
Oh, guys, how are you? Great show.
What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, JD?
Hey, listen, I got a different outlook on this team than you guys do. Listen, I'm on the positive side. I think if these guys could tread water like a duck until, like, week 10, and we get most of our guys back. I mean, who's the only guy not coming back? Brooks? We get these guys
No, tell
back.
Me who's the guys you want to come back. I only want three guys. I mean, four guys. Jackson, Goddard, Sanders, and Reagor.
Perfect. And now we got weapons. Listen, now, who on the line's coming back? That I don't know. We need Lane Johnson.
Oh, Jason Peters.
Jason Peters is our utility lineman. That's all he's doing. That guy, Mulata, has played well. I think he gets better as he plays. And I think Lane Johnson comes back on the right side. And I think, listen, I'm telling you, I hate to tell you, I think we're gonna turn this thing around towards the end of the season, and we're gonna have a home playoff game if we win the division. And Ike, you know this better than anybody. You get in the dance and you get hot, you end up going.
I'm all for that. Yeah, and you know, JD, that may happen with six or seven wins.
Yes, without a doubt. If we could get in with 7 and 9, it'd be kind of embarrassed, 7, 8, and 9. But if you get in and get all your guys back and start
you
playing
can win
good,
a game.
Oh, nobody wants to see the Eagles in January.
You do not want to go to Philadelphia. And, hey, guys, by that time, we get our crowd back. Now you're coming to Philadelphia with a full crowd.
How about this, JD? Guess who our opponent could be? The number 5 seed Chicago Bears and Nick Foles.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Nick Foles. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Carson Wentz deserves a shot to redeem himself because he didn't get to play. So, hey, here you go, Carson. You got Nick Foles and his Bears. Let's see you do something.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Who's your famous person?
Hey, how good of a scenario is that?
That's an awesome. I love it.
We'll take it.
I'll take it.
I got a guy. What is that guy's name? Son of a gun. The Pet Rock guy.
Do you
know who I'm talking about?
The Pet Rock guy. I don't.
I hear it. Gary Dahl. He died in 19. He was 78 years old when he died. But he invented the Pet Rock. Now, listen, I'm 60 years old, guys. So he invented the Pet Rock.
Love the Pet Rock. Thank you.
I have no idea.
I've never heard of the guy.
Pet Rock?
Yeah, he actually trademarked it and everything else. I mean, think about that. He got a rock, and he said, now, here's your Pet Rock, and made millions.
Oh, I got one.
We got.
It may not be. This isn't necessarily a dumb thing, but it's so simple that you're like, why didn't I think of it? Like, how come I couldn't?
That's the best invention is the easiest one that no one's done.
Michael Buffer.
Oh, man.
Let's get ready to rumble.
And then Bruce Buffer.
What's
his half-brother. Yeah, he's the one that helped market that. He's the one that said, hey, you should be making money off of this.
But he made up one himself.
Yeah, he's guy. I forget what he says. Yeah,
his is for
he
UFC,
does the octagon.
Right?
Yeah, he does the octagon. That's a good one. We got a bunch of them on Twitter, at Mark Cerise, WIP. Steve Bartman's been mentioned like 1,000 times.
Yes. Well, that's infamous again because he didn't want to be famous.
No, he definitely didn't.
These are people who actually capitalized off their.
Steve wishes that never happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, everyone in Tiger King.
We haven't even seen. There you go, right there.
Even the.
Everyone in. Carol Baskin is still blowing up.
She's making so much money.
She's doing Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. She did. I don't think that lasted very long. Even the guy.
Oh, she didn't. She didn't last on it.
She
long.
Didn't last very long. But even one of Joe Exotic, his boyfriend or whatever, the guy that didn't have any teeth. Right. I mean, he got his teeth all fixed up.
There you go.
He had people fight. They were flying him down to a dentist so he could get his teeth fixed.
Tiger King was they were famous for 6 months.
How about Gallagher, the comedian?
Smashing watermelons?
Yeah, that's a great answer. All he did was smash watermelons. William Hung.
She bangs. She bangs. For a minute, I was trying to think, who the hell is William Hung?
No, but that,
and
that's
you
an
remember
it. Came
answer.
To me. Then yep.
Then he went back to 05.
Oh, my God. That was a terrible time. It lasted about a year. Was he, he was American Idol, too,
yes.
Right?
Yep. Yes. Here's a great one. Monica Lewinsky.
Come on, man. Move forward. Let's keep moving. Keep moving, Jack. Keep it moving, Jack.
20% off all windows and doors. Guided Door and Window. No money down. Up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. It's exactly what we're talking about. Octomom.
Yes. I was thinking of Octomom. Is that John and Kate plus 8? It's the same person, right?
No.
It's not?
No, I think Octomom's a different person.
Oh. What is she? 8 babies, though, right?
Yeah, I think it's just two women that had 8 babies.
Well, they're from this area, right?
They're from, like, Berks County, because they're close.
Yeah.
Yeah, John, he just got in the trouble. Did you see that? He just got in trouble for the one daughter reported he was mean or something or bad. Yeah, it's not good.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Cato Kaelin's been mentioned a couple times, too. That's a great one.
Yeah. Oh, Cato loved his 15 minutes of fame. He milked it. Whoa, did he?
Oh, back to the phones. We have, look who's back. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Oh, God.
Chuck. Oh, man, Chuck.
Come on, Chuck.
See, Chuck, where did Chuck come from, first of all? Like, do you remember him before?
No.
I don't. All of a sudden, he just.
You got to call a few times before I actually start remembering.
Yeah, I remember him a couple times more, but now we actually know who he is. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Matt. Matt,
well, he yelled at me twice, so yeah, I definitely know who he is now.
We know who he is.
Yes.
Man. Let's go to Matt in Nashville. Matt's listening on the radio.com app. Matt, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, I'm driving on my commute home, and I know I'm not supposed to drink and drive, but I need you to hit me with some Ike juice.
There you go.
There you go.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice,
Ike juice. Yeah, buddy. Hey, you guys, you were my post-Super Bowl party listening to you guys on the radio, living down here in Nashville, because I wasn't able to be at the parade. So I want to thank you guys for being who you are and doing what you do. You guys are an awesome show.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for listening, man. Thank you.
So I appreciate it. But, you know, are the Eagles a good team on that question of the day? You know, I think they are a good team. You know, I can't define what is. I'm like the Supreme Court. I'm like, it's like pornography. I don't know, but I know when I see it. I can't define it. And when I think of a bad team, I'm 50 years old. I've seen a lot of bad Philadelphia football teams. And this is not a bad team. A bad team to me starts with the guy who touched the rock on every offensive down, being a blind squirrel hoping to find nut. That's a bad team. And that's not Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is a guy with a sack of nuts on his back because he does it and brings his most to every down, and is a great passer and a great quarterback all the way around. Yeah, he drops a nut here or there. He maybe doesn't see a nut on the field every once in a while, but that doesn't make him a bad quarterback. That makes him human. He's a good quarterback leading a good team, and a good team includes the people that are on the bench and are going to come back soon from injury, and we got a lot of great players or good players. I shouldn't use the word great. We just went through that. Good players on the bench, you know, who are ready to come back and join the team and make it an improving and a rising team at a good time in our schedule.
Yes. You know, like Matt, 1998 Eagles, bad team. Yeah. 2020 Eagles, I don't think they're bad. I mean, are they good yet? I think they're going to get good. I do. I think that they're going to. Thank you for the call. I think they're going to get good.
No, you hope they're good. They get good.
Yeah, well, of course I do. We all hope that they're going to. Most of us hope that they're going to get good.
Well, I'm just saying, there's the difference between knowing that this team is going to be a good team based on what? A, we don't know who's coming back and how effective they're going to be when they do come back.
Mm.
Like, we may as well take our mulligan this year and be happy with it that this team, in any other year, we would already be talking about draft picks and where we're going to be at in the draft and who we should be looking at. But because we're in this division, and I talked about this when taping my segment for a show tomorrow, that, you know, being asked about whether or not, you know, Howie Roseman should be a buyer or a seller at the trade deadline. And my point was, no, you got to take an honest look at this roster. You got to take an honest look at this roster and what's going to be here moving forward. And you can't get caught up in, yeah, we may win a bad division, so I need to go out there and make a move so that we can win this division and get in the playoffs for the fourth straight year and possibly mortgaging what can help this team be better in the future versus saying, no, we got listen, this is what it is this year. Anything other than an advantageous move from our standpoint, meaning somebody wants to give us something they don't want anymore and they don't want much in return, I may look at that. But other than that, this is what we're riding with the rest of the year, and we're going to let the chips fall where they may. And we realize this is it. This is the last run from that Super Bowl team, and a lot of changes need to be made this offseason so that this team is not in this position next year. See, I'm more worried about how this thing is going to impact next year as well. So I'm more than willing to take 6-9-1, 7-8-1, and ride with it. I'll take 6-9-1. That means we're just winning our divisional games. I don't care. I got no grand delusion about what this team is ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. But that's my expectation. You mean to tell me you expect this team to beat Seattle, New Orleans, Dallas twice? Go to Arizona and win? Go to Green Bay? Like, you mean to really tell me we expect them to win those games?
No, but maybe one of them.
Go to Cleveland and win? We expect that? No, I'm going to give you the only games I expect the Eagles to win. NFC East games.
I agree.
That's why I expect them to win the next 3 weeks. Doesn't mean they won't win other games. I'm just saying my expectation is only to be the best team in this division.
Well, they're not going
to
be favored in any of those games. You know what I mean?
Like other teams, yeah.
Yeah, they'll go in as underdogs unless those teams completely go
unless
in the
something happens to those teams, yeah.
Yeah. All right, back to the phones. Jeff in Lansdale. Jeff, what do you got, brother? How are you?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
What's up, Jeff?
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, I think we'd be a better team if we had better coaching, better play calling, and a better training staff.
Yeah.
Our defensive team is awful. You use Carson right. I think he flourishes. And my person who doesn't want to be famous, Lorena Bobbitt.
Ooh. Or John Wayne Bobbitt.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I just remember Lorena.
Yeah. Hey, you remember her because you're like, yeah, I don't ever want to run into her anywhere.
Yeah, I hope I never make my wife that mad.
Yeah, that's really what you're thinking is like, if I ever did something really bad. But didn't she toss it on the road?
Yeah.
Jack, you know John Wayne Bobbitt?
No idea.
Yeah, Google that after the show. Have fun with that.
Yeah. Chop chop.
Was that 90s, early 90s, or late 80s?
I think 90s.
Right?
Yeah, 90s. At least like to the middle of the 90s.
Was it the middle? Was I in school then? Were we in school then?
I think I had to be in high school, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. John Wayne Bobbitt. And then he got involved in, he tried to get involved in the adult film industry, and I don't think that happened. 1993.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Sua Opeta, that's going to be our starting right guard tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, Pryor is officially off the COVID list. So.
Yeah, that don't mean we want him in the lineup, though. We still know what he looked like prior to the COVID list.
Yeah, it seems like anytime they can put somebody else in, they do. Unless it's Jamon Brown, which they didn't want to do. He got released today, by the way.
Out of here. No chance to put him back out there.
They saw the video of him fixing his gloves.
You know what? Was Sayamalu IR'd for the season?
No, they can bring him off at some point.
Because when do we get him back?
I mean, they said it was a somewhat significant injury, but the last I remember was it seemed like it was 6 weeks, not 10 weeks, right?
Okay.
So it is possible that he comes back.
He'll come back later.
But with the injuries in the Eagles, who the hell knows?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know if his was a season-ending
injury. Well, what about Goddard?
Yeah, I don't know.
We haven't had an update on Goddard forever.
Well, Doug did say that they're on track. I don't know what that means.
That means nothing.
Yeah, Deshaun was on track for 3 straight weeks and he didn't play.
Yeah, that means nothing.
Jordan Howard's day-to-day for 2 months.
2 months.
2 months, yeah. Yep. 215-592-9494. All right, so coming up next, Stump the Millennial. Jack Fritz is the Millennial. Your chance to win a Philadelphia Eagles hat. We'll take caller number 6 on the contest line. 215-988-1258. Stump the Millennial for an Eagles hat. 215-988-1258. Caller number 6. We come back with that next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.